Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We hope that each and every one of you have a good Christmas, and we are thanking the Lord for the opportunity to serve Him this year, and also looking forward to serving God again next year. Amen. And we have got the Doug Raines family up. They're going to be singing "When My Heart Is Overwhelmed." Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
In this dark place of fear, I look for refuge. In this tumult and this storm, I look for rest. I seek for the shadow of your wings. Lord, the peace you give is best. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me higher to the rock where I know that I can stand. You're my strength and my salvation, my strong tower, and I'm held in the palm of your hand. I'll sing praise unto your name, and your goodness I'll proclaim. Even when the waves of fear are all around, when I am overwhelmed, I'll run to you. I'll not yield to the stronghold of worry. I will cling to the promises you've made. You are almighty and you change not. And these trials in my life reveal your grace. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me high. My salvation, my strong tower, and I'm held in the palm of your hand. I'll sing praise unto your name, and your goodness I'll proclaim. Even when the waves of fear, when I am overwhelmed, I'll run to you. I'll sing praise unto your name, and your goodness I'll proclaim. Even when the waves of fear are all around, when I am overwhelmed, I'll run to you.
Chapter number 1, verse number 5, if you have your Bibles. Verse number 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Notice this. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. This is part four of the message that we've been preaching on this week, speaking about keep looking and waiting because it's going to happen. You know, a lot of times in our lives we'll have these ideas that, hey, you know, the Lord's going to come. We know he's going to come, but he's just not going to come today. Think about how, if Elizabeth and Zacharias had lived that way, you know, they may have never been used of God the way that they were. So they were living on call. Living with an anticipation that something great was going to take place. We've looked at how that they lived on call for God, but we've also seen how that they lived on call even when they didn't get what they wanted. It was a very long time before they were able to conceive and have a son, and the Bible says that they were well stricken in years. They called his name John, and the name John means that God is gracious. I hope it's a blessing to you as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church at this time.
As well stricken in years. Notice verse number 5 real quickly. We find in verse number 5 the priest who is still at it. We find in verse number 6 a couple who has been faithful and are still living for God. Verse number 7, we find a couple who had experienced some hardship. Then we get to verse number 8 and those hardships that had turned him away from serving God. The lowest verse number 8, and when it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. That's praying for a great revival to take place. Verse number 11, and when there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense, Zacharias, I remind you, was in his place. Zacharias was found faithful. Zacharias was on call doing work for God, even though that there had been 400 years of no prophetic movement. But then it happens all of a sudden, an angelic messenger, Gabriel, appears. What if he had not been in his place? We might have never had another angelic appearance. But I want you to know this. We've seen how that they lived on call for God even in times of hardship. But let me give you this last thought. I can also see that they lived on call for God when their plans changed. Notice that verse number 12. And when Zacharias saw him, talking about the angel, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. He got to this place. Zacharias was in disbelief. And the Bible said that he was silenced. Now listen, there's one thing a preacher needs, and that's his voice. There's one thing a person who stands and teaches needs is their voice. They need to be able to communicate. But God silenced Zacharias. Look over there in verse number 16. Let me back up. Verse number 14. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. He shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. He shall go before him in the spirit of power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, speaking out, not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his administration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among them." Can I say this morning that sometimes God has to silence us to show us a miracle. Sometimes God has to silence us to show us his mission. Sometimes God has to silence us to show us his making. Now listen, there's just some things that God, that's of God's doing. Sometimes God's plans do not meet our plans. And that takes place, and we feel like at times that we're out of control. But I want to remind you that God is solely in control. Some of the scariest times of my life have been when God changed my plans. But it's been in them times that God changed my plans, that God brought forth the greatest miracle I could ever know. I want to tell you this morning, listen. Keep looking. Keep waiting. It is going to happen. Jesus is coming. I think about Zacharias and Elizabeth. The Bible said they had that son. His name was John. The grace of God. That's what his name means, the grace of God. No, John was a bulldozer for the Lord. He prepared the road. And while John was up there baptizing, y'all know the story. Mary came into the house. I'm going to get into this sometime this month. But when Mary came into the house, she made salutation unto Elizabeth. And old John the Baptist kicked in the womb, said, "Glory to God, there he is, the Lamb of God." Amen. Even in the womb, the Bible said that she was filled with the Holy Ghost. Wasn't too long after that, old John grew up. John grew up. One day, man, Jesus walked over the hill, maybe. And John began to look at him, and John saw him. And it wasn't that moment. I had 400 years of silence. John looked over on the hill and said, "Hey, behold the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sins of the world." Amen. I tell you, thank God. Look here. In the middle of that time where it seemed like nothing was going on, it was just a short amount of time, and Jesus appeared, amen, as a baby in a manger. But he also appeared to be the Savior of the world. I tell you, in our dark hour, you just never know. I tell you, we could have handed the last track out yesterday. Thank God we may have thrown out the last bit of candy. But I want to tell you something, thank God he's coming soon. Hallelujah. It could be the day before we get that fish in our bellies. I'm telling you, thank God, Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. You say, how you know? I didn't write the book. He wrote the book, thank God. I tell you, he said he's coming. Hey, listen, let's keep waiting. Let's keep looking. I want to challenge you something. Young people, I want to tell you something. You don't have to live for the world. I'm not just talking to young people. I'm saying everybody in here, you don't have to live for the world. Don't give your life over to the devil. You can do it right. Listen to me, you can do it right. You can live a life without alcohol in your refrigerator. Hey, listen, you can live a life without using profanity. You can live a life pleasing unto God. You can live a life matching up to that book. You can live a life saved and enjoying the things of the Lord. Listen, you don't have to live in despair. You don't have to live by the way of the world. You can have a life that's filled with blessings. You can do it right. You can live a victorious life. You can live on call for God. Amen. God can use you, but you're going to have to be a participator. You're going to have to get on board. You're going to have to check yes, Jesus. Amen. And you're going to have to get involved. Amen. Live like you're on call all the time. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.